don't need an introduction to our God, do we? When he walks into the room, we just know that he's there. Today, I just want to, we are few of us, but I'm just reminded of Gideon's army, how when they made those noises, it's just sounds, and the opposing army, enemy's army just got scared and it left. And our God is so powerful and he's present with us here this morning. And I want us to come expectant to meet with God, and also that God does work when we praise him. Now, this is not to win the battle that we worship, it is because he's worthy. But we still worship, and when we worship, he does win the battle on our behalf, okay? So like the Gideon's army this morning, right off the bat, if you can imagine the one thing that you're struggling with the most, and we're going to give a shout of praise to God right at the beginning. I believe in warm-up shouts, okay? So we're going to warm up a little bit, and we're going to give God a shout of praise like the Gideon army. Those small in numbers can defeat a mighty army just with the sound of their voices and their instruments. Okay? So that is what we're going to do today. I'm going to read a little bit about who God is. And But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth quakes and the nations cannot endure his indignation. And then he goes on to say that our God is not like these gods. Our God is our portion, our inheritance. He's the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. And the Lord, they refer to this name Yahweh, and we're going to sing that name Yahweh to this morning. This is the precious name that was given to the Jews that they couldn't even utter the word Yahweh. But today we have the freedom to go right into the throne room of God and say, God, you are worthy. Yeah? So Let us come expectant of God moving, okay? So let us lift up shouts of praise. Over and over again in the Bible it says, shout for joy, all you people of God, yeah? So will you shout for joy this morning? Yeah, so yeah. Imagine, okay, so like the woman who was forgiven much, loved much, okay? If your breakthrough that you're waiting on is great, then I want to hear your voice the loudest, okay? So if you're waiting on a great breakthrough, then your voice should be the loudest singing praises to God, yeah? So on the count of three, let's all shout together, yeah? Okay, one, two, three. Yay! Yahweh! Kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare His praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain.
the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him.
Chains. And that is what he wants to do. So what power in hell can stop him? There is nothing that can stop what he wants to do. Let's just make that space for him this morning. This morning, his presence is here for that. Every battle must bow to his will. Thank you.
see angel armies raising the same cry along with us this morning.
Even as Lassia was saying, dry bones are being set ablaze, I feel there are people here who are saying, I need to love God more. I don't feel like, I feel dry. I feel just empty. I come, I read my Bible, I come to church, but I feel empty. And I feel like today God is restoring that love, that fire that you had in Him. I think today God is really restoring that. God is really going to set hearts on fire for Him today. And I really feel like we need to be in a place where we're just declaring who God is. We're just declaring, God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Prince of Peace. And I feel if you are that person today, if you feel completely dry, if you feel like the fire is gone, if you feel like your heart is just lukewarm, just declare, God, this is who you are. And that love, that fire, that boiling hotness that you had in your heart for God will be restored today.
So let's do that, yeah?
Oh, hail the Jesus.
It's not about your output right now. He's just breathing into you. Let him breathe in. If you've never received the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, he wants to breathe the Holy Spirit into you right now. So just receive him. Right now, it's not about what you can do for him. It's about what he wants to do in you. So let him just work.
Thank you.
God is working on an overflow in you. That all your life, all your worship, everything is going to be an overflow of what He is putting into you right now. Whether it's gifts or skill or love or compassion or tenacity or courage. He's putting it into you right now, and you're going to function out of overflow. So drink deeply of His love right now.
What a strange picture, but it's a picture of housewives are familiar with, and it's putting Drain-X in the sink, and everything that's clogging the sink gets I don't know what it does, but it just dissolves it and it just gets washed away. And I believe that's what God is doing right now. So stay active in His presence, because He is washing, as His Holy Spirit, like Drain-X, is filling our hearts. It's cleaning out and unclogging our hearts and our arteries and our attitudes and our thoughts and everything, our emotions. And let Him just do that cleansing work, freeing work, so that His Spirit and His life can flow freely in you and through you. And like everything, we receive it by faith. So if that's what you want, raise your hands to Him and say, God, fill me, wash me, Drain-X me this morning. Say some words, and if that applies to you, say, God, Drain-X this problem out of my system. Anger. Bitterness. God, pluck it from its very root, God. Drain-X it, God. Unforgiveness. Depression. Sadness. Disappointment. Hopelessness. Despair. Discouragement. Doubt. Unclean thoughts. Violent thoughts. Judging. Coldness. This morning. Victory that you won for us, God. Thank you. Thank you that we just need to step into that freedom and appropriate the power of the cross in our lives, God. And listen to the truth, because the truth will set us free. We want to put down and take captive every lie and every thought and every argument that sets itself up against you. We want to take it and we want to nail it to the cross, God. We want to demolish every stronghold, every pattern of thought and thinking that we've had over years. We want to take it and break it and demolish it and place it at your feet. And we want to replace that with truth, that you are for us. You are not against us. You are with us to the very end of the age. You will never leave and you will never forsake. You will provide our every need from your abundant storehouses in heaven. We will never lack and we will never want, because you are our good shepherd. You will heal and you will bind up the brokenhearted. A smoldering wick you will not snuff out. A bruised reed you will not bend or break. You are close to the brokenhearted and the crushed in spirit. The Lord knows. He is near to all who call on Him. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say that the Lord is our God and our fortress, our deliverer, our stronghold in times of trouble. This is the truth. This is the truth on which we stand, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. If God is for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? Can height, nor depth, nor life, or death, can angels, or demons, or things in the present, or things in the past, or in the age to come? Tell me, who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? And I say, nothing, no one. Know that we are more than conquerors. Even though we may face death all day long, we know that you are with us and you will work everything out for our good, because we are loved by you and our lives are hidden with Christ in God. This is the truth on which we stand, unshakable, unchanging.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Everything may pass away, but the word of the Lord endures forever and ever. And all God's people shout a resounding Amen. Amen.